necesite trabajar, ahora para trabajar.
Hello, my name is Mary. I'm calling with Opinion Research. We are conducting a survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions. Are you registered to vote in Florida?
Am I? Sorry, what?
Are you registered to vote in Florida, ma'am?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And what is your current official party registration? Are you Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Republican.
Thank you so much. House Bill 49, currently being considered by the Florida legislature, proposes to change child labor law by allowing employers to schedule 16 and 17-year-old workers past 11 p.m. on a school night and more than 30 hours in a school week. Do you support or oppose this bill?
On a school night?
Yes, ma'am.
I oppose it on a school night.
Thank you. The Florida Supreme Court recently removed the right of crime victims to prevent their names from being publicly disclosed. Would you support or oppose legislation to give crime victims back the right to conceal their names?
No.
Would you say you strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I would say that I would have to read about it, and I don't know. I don't know anything about that, so I don't know.
Understand. Thank you so much. Ma'am, some police officers previously claimed they were crime victims when using physical or deadly force. Will you support or oppose legislation that gives crime victims the right to conceal their names but does not allow police officers who use physical or deadly force to conceal their names?
Wait, I don't understand that question. What's the first part?
Yeah. Some police officers previously claimed they were crime victims when using physical or deadly force. Would you support or oppose legislation that gives crime victims the right to conceal their names but does not allow police officers who use physical or deadly force to conceal their names?
Even if they are considered victims. Is that the question? If they're considered victims, they can't conceal their names.
Thank you so much.
No, I do not support.
You do not support. Okay, thank you so much.
Everybody else can conceal their name. They should also be able to conceal their name.
Thank you so much, ma'am. Do you feel your state and local tax burden in Florida is much too high, a little high, about right or low?
Way too high.
Thank you so much. In terms of providing public services, do you feel a state and local government in Florida expends tax revenue in an efficient manner or expends tax revenue in wasteful manner?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Not
Thank
sure
you
that.
So much. It's okay. A shortage of veterinarians has made it harder for pet owners to get appointments or find emergency care, especially in rural areas. Would you support or oppose a state legislation to give animal owners and veterinarians more flexibility to use telehealth video services as an additional tool to establish a working relationship to ensure animals receive necessary care and treatment?
yeah, I guess.
Thank you so much.
For dogs, is what you're saying. Yeah, okay.
It's okay. The cost of veterinary care has increased more than 10% annually, putting care out of reach for many pet owners. Would you support or oppose legislation to expand the availability of telehealth video services to help lower costs and reduce the need for expensive trips to emergency animal hospitals?
I don't really, I mean, I'll see the difference in those two questions, I guess.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay, telemedicine offers convenient, accessible care for animals at home, included at night and on weekends when most clinics are closed. Telemedicine is especially helpful for senior citizens, disabled people, and people without a vehicle. Do you support or oppose expanding legal options for veterinarians and pet owners to use telemedicine? Telemedicine are like a physician's assistant trained to support veterinarians. Would you support or oppose a state law establishing the veterinary professional associate profession, enabling people with a master degree in veterinary care to perform routine checkups, diagnosis, procedures, and treatments while under the supervision of a licensed veterinarian?
Sure, yeah.
Thank you. Do you believe a state and local government should or should not be required to publish public notices in the printed and online newspaper on a regular basis?
I'm sorry, repeat that.
Mm-hmm. Do you believe a state and local government should or should not be required to publish public notices in the printed and online newspaper on a regular basis?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I do.
And how likely do you think you will be to seek out public notices if they were posted on a government website and not available in a printed or online newspaper? Would you be very likely, somewhat likely, somewhat unlikely, or very unlikely?
Somewhat likely.
Thank you. A recent study found that Florida's vacation rental industry generates over $31 billion in state economic activity each year. How important do you feel vacation rentals are to Florida's economy? Are they very important, somewhat important, not too important? Thank you. And do you feel Floridians should or should not have the right to rent out their primary home on a short-term basis when they are out of town?
I mean, that's a, I can't answer that. That depends on what zone they're in. That just depends.
Okay. And do you feel Floridians should or should not have the right to rent out a secondary home or investment property as a vacation rental?
They should be able to, for the most part.
Thank you. Do you feel regulations regarding vacation rentals should or should not be consistent throughout the state?
I'm sorry, what? Repeat that.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel regulations regarding vacation rentals should or should not be consistent throughout the state?
No, I feel like it should be county to county, honestly, personally.
Thank you. Do you know how to swim?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you think every child should or should not to learn to swim as a basic life skill?
Yes. I mean, if you live in Florida, that's probably, yeah, sure.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you think that Florida's public schools are on the right track or wrong track?
I can't answer that. I'm not sure.
Thank you. Please tell me if you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teachers should have the right to strike for better wages and working conditions without legal or professional consequences. You strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I agree with that.
Thank you. Next, I will read two statements about Florida's school curriculum. After hearing each, please tell me which comes closer to your opinion. The first one says, public schools should just stick to a traditional curriculum only, teaching reading, writing, and math. The second one says, public schools must offer a diverse and comprehensive curriculum that incorporates broader concepts such as identity and society into learning. Which comes closer to your opinion?
They should teach reading, writing, and arithmetic.
I'm sorry?
They should stick with the base.
Okay, thank you so much. Understand. Thank you. In your community, have you personally faced challenges in finding housing that is affordable to you? Yes or no?
Personally?
Yes, ma'am.
Personally, no, but...
Okay. And has anyone in your extended family or friend ever faced housing insecurity or a struggle to find affordable housing in Florida?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you believe or not believe claims made by business owners in your community that they are having difficulty finding workers due to the lack of affordable housing in the area?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you feel that the local governments in Florida do or do not have a responsibility to actively address the need for more workforce housing?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you believe Florida's local government should or should not to take more decisive action at the local level through zoning, permits, and density adjustments or reforms to alleviate restrictions that currently impede the development of affordable housing?
If they're capable. That's
okay.
I mean,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I just don't think that all counties are, I mean, all local governments don't have the resources. But, I mean, you know, if you come from a very small place, they'll still have the resources.
Understand. Well, thank you so much. If an elected official at the local or state level strongly advocated for programs aimed at to creating more financially affordable housing options for working class families, including essential town workers such as firefighters, police, and teachers, how will that affect your vote? Will be more likely to vote for them, less likely to vote for them, or will it have no effect on your voting decision?
I think more.
Thank you so much. And finally, there is a proposed amendment to the state constitution titled Requirement to Expand Medicaid Eligibility. It will require the state to provide Medicaid coverage to individuals over age 18 and under age 65 whose incomes are at or below 138% of the federal poverty level and who meet other eligibility requirements, with no greater burdens placed on eligibility, enrollment, or benefits for these new individuals compared to other Medicare beneficiaries. It will also direct the Agency for Healthcare Administration to implement the initiative by maximizing federal financial participation for newly eligible individuals. If you were voting today, would you vote yes to approve the amendment or no to reject the amendment?
I say no.
Thank you so much. Currently, Medicaid eligibility in Florida is restricted to adults in households with minor children that make no more than 26% of the federal poverty level, which is $6,464 per year for a family of three. Medicaid is unavailable to adults who do not have minor children. The proposed expansion of Medicaid would increase the eligibility limit to $34,307 for a family of three and provide access to benefits to adults making less than $20,121. After hearing this, would you vote yes to approve the amendment or no to reject the amendment?
I would probably, just in my experience, I'd probably say no.
Okay, thank you so much. Just a couple of questions for statistical purposes, only we're almost done. What is your age?
47.
Thank you so much. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, African American, Hispanic, Asian, or older?
African American.
Thank you so much. Do you consider yourself Cuban American?
No.
Thank you. Do you currently have a child enrolled in a Florida public school?
No.
Thank you. And we already complete the survey. Thank you very much for your cooperation and time. And I do appreciate your kindness helping me with these questions, ma'am. Happy holidays.
Thanks. Merry Christmas.